AP News for this Saturday, September 30th. I'm Jackie Quinn. There's been a flurry of activity at the Capitol as lawmakers race to prevent the government from shutting down as the fiscal year comes to an end. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who had negotiated a deal with President Biden, found conservatives in the House were opposed and holding out for deeper budget cuts. So McCarthy opted for a short-term solution.
To keep government open for 45 days for the House and Senate to get their work done.
But he admits conservatives might try to force him out of his leadership position because he backed down.
You know what? If somebody wants to remove because I want to be the adult in the room, go ahead and try. But I think this country is too important.
Democrats call on the GOP to stay with the deal that their leader negotiated with President Biden. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Simply keep your word.
A shutdown would mean some federal workers get furloughed, the military doesn't get paid, and non-essential government agencies would be idled. In Illinois, five people were killed in a horrific highway crash involving a tanker truck hauling anhydrous ammonia, which leaked. State Police Lieutenant Bruce Wagner says homes in the area had to be evacuated.
Due to the plume from the ammonia leak, the people within an approximate 1 mile radius of the crash on U.S. Highway 40, including the northeastern parts of Teutopolis, were evacuated.
Pope Francis installed 21 new cardinals who will help his plan to reform the church. Here's our Karen Chamas.
On a crisp, sunny morning filled with cheers from St. Peter's Square, Francis ushered in 21 new cardinals. Francis compared their variety to musicians in an orchestra. Diversity is necessary. It's indispensable. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is AP News. A summit on American values in the Catholic Church coming up.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Early next month, the Vatican will open an unprecedented gathering of Catholic clergy and laypeople from around the world. The agenda includes divisive issues such as the role of women in the church and the inclusion of LGBTQ Catholics. In effect, there are two high-level U.S. delegations widely viewed as ideological rivals. There are six clerics appointed by Pope Francis who support his aspirations for a more inclusive, welcoming church. And there are five clerics chosen by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops who reflect a more conservative outlook. Because of a procedural change in how the U.S. government processes some green cards, faith communities across the country may lose thousands of leaders and workers. There's suddenly a 5-year wait for green cards for religious workers, meaning most of those now here on temporary visas won't be able to stay long enough to get one. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.